te quiero solo tú. Like every Sunday they've heard over and over again. Deep in my heart, tell me again. I love you, mon amour, solo tú, familiar tú. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Ilona Europa here live. I cannot believe it. Okay, I pushed the wrong buttons, but this is always great because it's live radio. You never know what you are doing. And I'm so excited today because I have very, very hot-looking great girl with me who just probably can speak much faster and she can just tell us a story about Europe and the world, and you know, she's just very interesting guest, and I have her here today. Okay, who are you?
Hi, Alona. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate, and we're sitting here in an amazing environment. I can see a beautiful view in front of me, and it makes me very happy to be in LA and to be here with you today. My name is Melissa Papel.
That's my guess. And one more time, how you spell your name?
Melissa Papel, P-A-P-E-L.
You know what? Is this French name or this is...
You know, what I actually like about my name is that it's incredibly international. My parents chose it on purpose because they wanted people all over the world to be able to pronounce it. And that's the case. You know, anybody from China to Russia to Africa can easily say Melissa. So that was the reason.
That's a beautiful name. You know, my name is Hungarian, which is very unusual. My both parents were Polish, but they decided to call me Ilona. I had another sister. And her name was Halinka, which happened, this is the same name like Ilona in Hungary when you... then we both were named the same similar names, you know.
What does it mean?
I have no idea. Okay. I like my name, that's all what I say. And what else? Okay, like I said, I started my radio in very unusual way. I pushed funky wrong buttons and I started from the song, Je t'aime mon amour. I want to play this song because it's a reason why this song is here. But I probably will mess up something or not. Let's see. Je t'aime mon amour, Ilona Europa. Okay, it's going or not? Okay. It's coming.
Je t'aime mon amour.
I know. Yes, it's
je
coming.
Je t'aime mon amour, I love you. Yo te quiero solo tu. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you. Mon amour, solo tu, familiar. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round, time's running out for you and I have my dream. Stay with me. The days of our lives, side by side, and night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives, side by side, and night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tu, familiar tune. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop a merry-go-round, time's running out for you.
cannot get more European. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Ilona, I wanted to say that I wish I could say that to someone. Je t'aime, mon amour. I love you. Te quiero.
Look that at that. But wonderful. The accent is real. I try to speak French and I don't know French language, but je t'aime, everybody can say it. And
yes.
Yeah, mon amour. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words. And but you are a single girl.
I am.
And so gorgeous.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Tall and so just and no, I knew I would be loving you when I saw your pictures and you got little webisodes. We'll be talking about everything. But people need to know you more. The French, me singing French was the reason because most of your very young age you spent in France, yes?
Yes.
Okay, you just tell us your life story from like... I don't think so. Anything great happened between 0 till 5. Then
oh,
maybe
you'd
after.
Be surprised.
Okay, let's. Okay, good. We need to learn more about you. Okay, Melissa.
All right. So I was born and raised in Paris, France. My dad is French and my mom is Turkish. And then they're very interesting people because they really like to travel. They're not hippies per se, but they're the kind of people who now retired and bought, you know, this big kind of car. It's a Volkswagen Transporter. And they turned it into like a crazy thing, you know, with a library and a shower and a bathroom. But it's so small, you know, like it's almost like an SUV kind of size. And they travel like all over the world. And
beautiful.
They called it the Sputnik.
Everybody knows what is Sputnik. Maybe a lot of people in America, they do not know. You know, obviously, it was Russian first going to space.
To space, exactly. Yeah. So
then called Sputnik, because so they are running around, driving like orbit all around.
Right. Oh, so, you know, that's the kind of parents that I have. And ever since I was born, we traveled all over the world. We went to China when I was 5. And, you know, it was just the end of communism. And, you know, I was one of the first tourist kids to ever go there. And
do you remember anything?
I do because, yeah, it was, you know, images that you have a tendency to remember because they're so different, you know, a cultural shock. And then we went all over the world, like I said. So that, you know, not so boring for a 5-year-old, right?
And you are. One baby?
Yeah, I'm an only child and I'm very happy about it, you know, because that is precisely the reason why I was able to travel so much with my parents. Financially, it would have been a lot harder if we were several kids, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very grateful for that. And then, you know, I caught the little bug. And when I turned 15, I kind of hated France a lot because... I mean,
Americans like to hear this probably.
Yeah.
I don't know what. You need to tell
freedom
us why.
Fries.
I know. Why?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I shouldn't say France. I should say Paris, which is where I'm from. Paris is a very violent and aggressive city today.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a lot of racism. There's a lot of social issues. There's a lot of violence. But I really shouldn't start on this
No. I just love it. Come on. You're a gorgeous girl. I know you're a journalist. I know you have a lot of good stuff that you'll be telling us a little bit later what you are doing, but you have things that you have right to have your own opinion about, and I think people who are going to Europe, and please Americans, please just go and visit Europe, even when Paris is maybe a little bit unusual,
but it's still
different town.
Place that you should absolutely see for sure. I mean, it's nice to visit but not to live,
you decide to not like the town that you were born in, and what, in age of 15?
So 15, we graduate from what we call high school, but which is before high school, actually.
Yeah.
It's in between. We have a different system.
Pre-high school,
whatever. So I graduated from that, and I was 15, and I decided to go as far as I possibly could. So my parents were like, really? That would be Australia. And I'm like, okay. So next thing I know, literally, like, 2 weeks later, I packed my bags and I moved alone to Australia. Back then, I didn't really speak English at all, and I didn't know a single person out there. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this.
No. Mommy and Daddy, what's wrong with you?
That's what everybody told them, actually.
Is Mommy and Daddy listening? Hopefully they will, but they can always download and listen anytime.
Nice. Jet lag.
Everybody can go to LA Talk Radio and scroll down on Accent on Page. We'll be having our show tonight, probably posted. And sorry for a little glitch here and there. I was so excited to push all these buttons, especially the Je t'aime, mon amour song, which I never play here, but I think
it's
a
beautiful song.
It's a cool song. I like it. An arrangement and production was by Michael Zoom, who is a German composer and really very, very good guy. Then, wonderful. 15 years old, mommy and daddy said, okay, you got a dream, Australia.
Huh? Yeah,
it cannot was go great. Further. Go!
Yeah, everybody, even my family, the rest of my family were like, really, you want to send her? Are you sure? She's 15. And they, I mean, my mom is a journalist, a political journalist, and she's been traveling a lot. And my dad is an engineer who used to travel a lot as well for his work. So they were very open. I mean, my mom left Turkey when she was 18, and she hitchhiked all over the world. Like, she took the Trans-Siberian train and, you know, went all over the place and had a lot of adventures. So she couldn't say, no, you have to stay here. She was obviously supporting me.
No police, like, took you one day and say, girl, you're too young to, like, go running around.
Oh, she's got a lot of crazy stories. You should interview my mom one day, because she's quite something.
Where is she?
No, she's in Paris now.
Okay, mommy, when you will be visiting your daughter, we would love to have you on our show together.
Yeah. She's wrote novels, and she's a fascinating woman. So obviously, being born in a family like that, you know, like I said, I caught the bug and I went there. And they supported me financially. I was 15, you know, and then I just studied English, learned it. I used to have an Australian accent, too.
Can you do it?
Sean? I can't. I have to go home.
That's cool. Good 15, how long you stayed there?
So I stayed there for a year, just went to regular high school. And then
did you find around, like, school, I want to study here, okay, that's my paper passport. That's smart. You are so smart in the age of 15 that you could take care of yourself.
I was very mature, I guess.
Lovely.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the best years of my life. It was a totally different experience. You know, Australia is a wonderful, amazing place. But I'm very scared of spiders.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. I was going. Next question.
I don't mind snakes, but you know, like when I was in high school, they had these huge spiders on the walls. And I was like, oh my God, I can't, you know, go into this classroom. Can you please kill those spiders? And people are like, what? You want us to kill the spider? I mean, to Australian people, no, they're so used to it that, you know, it's like if I asked you to kill a cat because I'm scared of cats.
We got somebody calling us. Do we want to hear? Maybe somebody wants to talk to us.
Oh, I didn't know that was possible.
Okay, yeah. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey, hi. I'm calling you from India.
Wow. Hi.
Yes.
Am I talking to Luna?
Yes, this is Ilona.
Luna, I'm a photographer from India.
I have a little bit trouble to hear you. Maybe you are too close to speaker. Who is calling?
No, I'm looking out for the models for the photo shoot and the video shoot.
He's looking for models.
I need models.
Okay, but, you know, that's another radio show. I would love to help you with that. If you can go to Facebook, to Accent On, probably I can help you with that. But right now we are on live radio show, and it will be trouble to help you in this moment. Then I need to say bye-bye to you for right now. But thank you for calling. That's, again, we love it. This is live radio.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I wish I am the one. Although, I don't know, model's life is probably not so easy.
Oh, you're so pretty. I'm sure he could photograph you.
Yeah. Okay, question. Then 1 year, Australia, spiders, not what we want to do. 1 year, you learned the language, you got a little bit of accent, but you knew the next step.
Well, the thing is that my parents thought that the education level in Australia wasn't as good as in France. So they just asked me to come back to France to graduate from a French high school and then to do whatever I wanted. So I went back to France and I actually entered a very prestigious high school that was an international one. So since I now spoke English, I was allowed to enter the American section of this international school and graduated with the honors. And then they were like, okay, now you can do whatever you want, you know. So my next move was to not go back to Australia, but this time to Canada. So I went to Vancouver, where I spent 3 years of my life. I was at the Vancouver Film School studying acting for film and television. And that was an amazing experience as well. My first audition, my first agent, everything happened there. My first audition was actually for X-Men 3.
Oh,
yeah, for a role in X-Men 3. Kitty Pryde, the girl who can go through the walls. Back then I was really young and I fit the part. But, you know, it was my first audition.
Yeah,
I didn't get it, but it was a great experience.
That was a good one, you know.
Yeah.
But then you were like 20, 18?
Back then I was, I was 18, that's right.
So much already. You know,
yeah, so much already.
I like that. Okay, then you said, Huh, no, Australia, coming back to France, I just need to follow your steps.
Yeah, I know, it's complicated.
You finished your high school, then you went to Canada.
Right.
How long did you stay in Canada?
3 years in Vancouver, and I really liked it. I still think that it's one of the places that I would like to go back to because, you know, nature is beautiful there, and you have
town
parks
is amazing.
And forests, and the people are so incredibly, incredibly nice. The prices are were very low back then. You know, I had this beautiful apartment with a view on the ocean and nothing in front of me. And you can ski in the mountains in Whistler and see the ocean at the same time. I mean, it's heaven, really. And it's not as cold as the rest of Canada. You know, it rains a lot, but the temperatures are not as low as Montreal or whatever.
Okay, now then, but in age of 18, you start having probably understanding what is your dream.
I got that from my very first, I think I didn't even mention what I did in life. So I'm an actress and TV show host and a filmmaker, producer, and director, editor. I'm one of those hyphens, you know, like the people who have to do a lot of things.
You are very young. I think we can say your age, yes, because you are very young.
Sure.
In 20s.
I'm 29, actually.
That's amazing.
I'm turning 30 in July. I'm going to organize a huge party for all my friends who are listening to me right now. You're all invited.
Hello, friends. This could be in thousands. What we'll do with them? Oh, my God. Okay. I would love to, of course, know a little bit more later. But right now, we will get a little bit break because that's what we do. We are playing a lot of music. Yeah. And maybe we'll play The Way I Am again. That's my Natasha Miraya. She's my daughter. Hello, is my radio show. I cannot play more. I have dog, but she doesn't sing. Then I will be playing my daughter's song, The Way I Am. And song was composed together with Kid Genius. They both are from USC. I think they are very, very hot. And I don't know, maybe people will fall in love with this song also.
I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end, there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you love me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
try to change you. I love you the way you are.
I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I tell you, baby, you're my lady.
Wow.
I know, so much talent.
What an incredible voice.
Yeah, Natasha Miraya, again, proud mother. I am very proud mother. She will be finishing USC in 3 years. In a few weeks, this girl just finishes music business and is turning into producer, film producer, with a lot of wonderful friends from this amazing, amazing school, USC. But again, kid genius, I can say probably his real name, Arthur Hagopian. I'm hoping to have him on my show also. He just released his album. Then it's just, if I may spread the word about people like you, Melissa, oh my gosh, you know, so much talent. Just makes me almost choke to death. You know, it's just, I cannot swallow sometimes my thoughts thinking everybody needs to reach out to people like you, and like the young people, just push them, you know, to river that they can really or fly or swim or whatever.
She's very talented. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, Canada. 3 years in Canada.
Right.
You start having your own first auditions and
right.
You know you want to be an actor. You feel like you will be journalist also. That's pretty serious stuff. You know, why do you think that in age, so young age, you had something to talk about? And
no, I mean, I always felt that I wanted to be an actor. I know it sounds very cliche, but you know, when I look at my childhood pictures and everything, I'm always like wearing a costume. And it's not, you know, like the princess thing. It's more like, you know, I was drawing mustaches and like doing all sorts of characters all the time. I was very passionate about that. And never, ever in my mind has there been a moment when I thought about doing something else. Literally, this is really what I've wanted to do.
And I'm not surprised, you know. Obviously, I have my own dream and will never die until I first die.
There you go.
I wanted to be a singer. I remember myself being 5 and 6 years old, especially in the winter. My daddy was half Russian. He was singing always army songs. And I had this small little radio. I heard the music and I want to be inside of this radio.
Right.
And then years were passing by, the same heavy winters. My dad was cooking for us in the morning, open window, very cold in my place. And this radio, then music started changing from the army people. Then daddy needed to listen what I wanted to hear. Then was more pop music.
Right.
Then I was maybe 12, 13. I always saw myself on a stage, not even knowing what does this mean, being on a stage. And then only 5 years later, I started winning festivals. I was 16, 17, 18 years old and just went after my crazy dream and become what my dream was. Nobody could help me because I had beautiful parents who just had no understanding what is music business. They were just simple, beautiful people, hardworking people, just creating the, I don't know. I was just dreamer. And they always said, if you want, sweetie, we'll do everything to help you. And everything what you want. And sewing dresses, making belts and stuff like that. My dad was making belts. But like I said, some children are born with a dream.
Yeah.
And parents sometimes poo-poo on these dreams. They think, oh, we'll go away. This will not what they will do. But some children are so strong with what they want to do, like you.
Right.
And just, you just knew your direction.
Yeah,
and you knew to get there, yes? Somehow, somewhere.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that I didn't like about France too, is that people are very closed-minded when it comes to this kind of dreams. You know, even in school they would ask,
oh yeah,
so what do you want to do later? And I was like, an actress. And they were telling me, no, what do you really want to do? And I'm like, no, this is what I really want to do. There's no other alternative. And you know, I started doing theater at school and outside of school in a very prestigious theater school in Paris called the Cours Florent. And ever since then, I've never had a single hesitation, except for now.
And the next step will be America?
Well, no, actually. So when I came back from Canada, sorry, I have a long story.
Beautiful.
When I came back from Canada, I booked a gig in a TV series that was being aired in Turkey on national TV, a very popular, like, number one show. And I entered the show in the second season, and I've been doing it for 35 episodes. And it was being shot in Macedonia, which is a little country above Greece, for people who might not know. And so I spent almost 2 years in Macedonia, and this was a historical TV show, you know, like a period piece. So it was happening at the fall of the Ottoman Empire during the late 1800s, and we were all, you know, wearing costumes, and I had this rifle on my shoulder going in the mountains, and I was a rebel, and, you know, a very passionate story. And that was very helpful because, you know, I had never spent so much time on a set with professional people, and I learned so much until the show got canceled. But that was like the end of the third season already, and seasons are in Turkey are pretty long, you know. Each episode is like 90 minutes.
Oh wow, like, yeah. Movie full.
Oh yeah, and it's being shot so quickly and stuff. So I really did learn a lot, having the script at the last minute and things like that. But it was incredible. Macedonia is a beautiful country.
Did you pick up some Greek language?
No, don't say that. You know, Macedonians and Greek, they hate each other.
Oh, really? What language they are speaking?
Macedonian.
Okay. Yeah, it's not similar, any similar?
Not to Greek. No. It's more like, it's you know, all these countries in the Balkans have a lot of similar languages, like Croatia, Macedonia, all these places. And I did pick up a little, but, you know, I was trying to learn Russian at the time, and I still am. So I didn't want to get too confused because they're pretty similar as well.
Interesting. Yeah, I never been there. I never been in Greece too. That's my dream.
Don't call it Greece. They were there. No.
Macedonia, and I was never at Greece too.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm just looking into your bio, and you say I speak several languages. I'm saying she's not even 30 years old. French, Turkish, English, Spanish, some Russian, learning Japanese.
Do you want me to do a little demo of my
languages? I would love that.
Okay, so this is English, obviously. Je peux aussi parler français, bien sûr, pour mes chers auditeurs qui m'écoutent actuellement. Şimdi biraz Türkçe konuşuyorum. This is Turkish. Şimdi biraz Türkçe konuşmak istedim çünkü Türkiye'de bir sürü arkadaşım var, tabii ki. Не могу говорить по-русски, потому что я француженка. That was
very good.
Русский, Russian. And Japanese, hajimemashite, watashi wa Melissa desu. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Okay, that's really petrifying almost. Do you have talent for languages? You are spending a lot of time to learn them. Amazing.
You know, because when you learn two languages at birth, mm-hmm. like I did, French and Turkish, you usually have a tendency to learn everything else easily. But, you know, I'm talented at languages, but I suck at maths. We all have our strengths.
Okay, God, thank you, because if you add that to your bio, there will be really scary.
But I'm passionate about science, though.
That's, okay, but Japanese, I don't see any reason, in a way. Could
yeah,
be that
a lot of
you'll
people
be.
Say that, but I'm
it's
very
a beautiful,
drawn
unusual
to,
language yeah. and culture. Probably.
And the culture is very intriguing and interesting to me. I've been to Japan, like all over Japan, and I really, really like
She's
it.
She's not even 30. I will repeat that. This is so wonderful. You are so hot, girl.
Thank you.
People need to know, last week I was talking on the air because I have my accent on radio show almost 2.5 years. I know a lot of people downloads, a lot of people listen. LA Talk Radio is one of the hottest internet radio station in America, that's for sure. And now also offers filming our shows. I have very unusual guests. Some of them are more unusual than others. Most of them speak with beautiful, unusual accents also. Then is the opportunity to just tape accent on maybe accent on the world, on Europe, on India. That's my dream, and I'm so close to this one. It could be that very, very soon we'll have another show that I'm hoping will include little bit my co-host with me, and maybe we will grab one Mondays and we'll do what we want to do, just bring guests to the and tape us. Then people can see us also, because radio is amazing, but knowing also faces of people who are interviewed guests and who they are, it's another close up, another ways of just.
Yeah.
I love it. Sorry, I don't know what to say. To me, TV is just hot stuff. And maybe we were talking, could be that this can happen. And I know I have already some people who want Polish side of accent on, and some people from India also. Everybody who is here in LA, we just need to focus people who are listening or watching on our culture, because we are part of American culture, but also, oh boy, we are so in cute way different. We are so different. Mm-hmm. And look at it, you. You, again, I need to say, you're a beautiful girl. Everybody
Thank you so
needs
much.
To go to LA Talk, to my Facebook, Accent On, and just see your pictures. And
thank you.
I don't know what to say. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8", but I wear heels a lot, so
that's what I'm saying.
People think I'm a giant.
You are beautiful, and that's what you're supposed to be. You have the 8. You enter, it's like, wow, she's
oh,
so...
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, yeah. My God, I'm blushing now.
Yeah, that's why we need TV, see that we are blushing. No, we cannot see that. But exciting. You finished your... In Macedonia, you finished your 30-something pieces of...
Yeah, 35 episodes.
Episodes.
And then I booked...
3 years. You were there. 3 years.
Two years. Yeah. And then I booked a gig as a host for a TV show on Turkish national TV. And it was a sports show about cycling and cycling races all over the world.
Yeah, I saw the little clips. That's so charming on your
right.
website. Everybody can go to your website. Please give us your website.
It's melissapapel.com. Very
spell
easy.
Spell again.
Papel is P-A-P-E-L, and it means paper in Spanish, so you can't forget it.
No, that's good. Special here. People will know this
right,
very easy.
Right, they will.
Okay. And then we go and we can see your pictures. We can see...
Yeah.
Very cute website, too.
Thank you.
Very artsy, cute. I just love that.
Thank you.
Look around your life. Then, yeah. Next.
So, yeah, the hosting show was really cool. I have done it for 78 episodes, and finally I had a job where I could actually use all the languages that I speak, because I could, you know, interview people.
Everybody.
And writers and doctors and people from all over the cycling industry, even at the Tour de France, which is the biggest race in the world. And that was a huge opportunity. I met a ton of people. I became kind of popular in this area in Turkey. And all of a sudden... Oh, and I forgot to mention that I did a few feature films as well in between all these things.
Gosh! She's not even 30 years old.
And one of the feature films that I did, I had the female lead in it, and it represented the country, Azerbaijan, at the Oscars in 2011. So that was a big thing. So then I was doing my TV show, and I was doing some feature films on the side and stuff, and all of a sudden I decided to quit everything, my career, my friends, my fans, my country, whatever, and to move to Hollywood, you know, for the big Hollywood dream. So I've been here for 2 years now, and I'm really enjoying it. You know, the thing is that I travel so much that I kind of adapt very quickly.
Yes.
And honestly, I can now call LA home. And
oh,
I
wow,
like that.
That's wonderful. Oh. 2 years, no New York, nothing. Why not New York? Because of
New
weather?
New York, I mean, I thought about it, of course. But yeah, the weather here in LA, and I think the film industry is more based here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, yeah, it was much more appealing, the ocean and all that.
But 2 years, did you know a lot of people here?
No, I didn't know anyone. Well, I just knew a few people because I go to a lot of film festivals all over the world. Mm-hmm. I did a short film actually as a director that won an award at the Monaco Film Festival, and I met a lot of American people there. So, you know, I had a few acquaintances and a few friends, but not much. And now
I want to know now.
Yeah, now I kind of became like the networking queen, you know.
Important,
like I go yeah. out every single night to mixers and red carpets and screenings and events, and you know, just really, really enjoying my life here every single second. You know what I really like is that every single morning when I wake up and my alarm clock rings at very different times, you know, it could be 7, it could be 5, it could be 10, it could be noon.
Yeah.
Every day when my alarm clock rings, I'm like, oh, wait, what am I doing today again? You know, because every single
so
day
piled.
Is different. So I really like that aspect of
this
my
life.
This
is a town for dreamers.
Yeah.
Yeah, when
it
I
is.
Came here, I came to America first to Seattle. I was married for so many years. Then in a way, I had somebody who was protecting me or just watching over anything that I didn't know about this country. It was so scary for me
right.
because I came from Poland. And I didn't even know how to use microwave. And then I had right away baby. Then
wow.
no mama around. want nobody to really help and going to Vons and reading ingredients knowing
so
how to do.
It's
like, oh, just go always to my husband and can you help? Can you do? It was so like that was hard.
I bet.
And I was already a lady who in my own country I stood up like you. I did so much and, on my
yeah,
own.
But your
and then
credits overseas, they don't really mean anything.
Nothing.
Here,
then you need to start from zero. And then my zero was really starting Happy Family, which I longed so much. I wanted so much to have a family that I'm happy with. Mm-hmm. And I had the baby right away. Then, you know, many, many years later, we both were creating lots of things in entertainment business. And slowly I started dreaming again, thinking, okay, I barely speak English. My accent is really, really heavy. I know I'm a good singer. But I need to do something. If not, I'll go crazy.
Of course,
and, you know, somebody said, oh, why are you not going to Nordstrom? You are so cute. You can make sell shoes or something. I was dying when people were telling me that, not because I'm arrogant, but because I had highest education in Europe. I was doing my own life there in the music business. I thought I know a lot, but couldn't do it, like you said,
and
transfer
you're,
here.
You're a creative person.
Oh,
and I personally believe that the world is divided between two types of people, the creative ones and the not-so-creative ones, let's say. And the creative ones really crave that. I mean, it's like
you
a drug. You have to create constantly.
You need to. Like you say, you wake up one day and if you have nothing that you're looking forward to and think will make my day just happy for myself. And there could be small stuff, but looking forward
but
to something.
Creating opportunities.
Yes.
I mean, for the past 10 or 15 years, I don't recall a single moment in my life when I said, oh, I'm bored. What should I do?
Wow. You know, I love that. I love that about you. I love that about myself, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with being this way. Some of my friends say, how can you do all of this? It's Ilona, you know, and I have a lot of hearts like you.
Right.
I'm promoting, I'm teaching a lot of people, singing, then I'm producing albums, and then my radio show is something that I just love so much.
I
know will turn into TV show. That's the biggest dream for like 7 years, and maybe we are close to it. Then, honey, you are in LA.
Yeah.
LA, you start having real friends, or just you think you're just meeting people?
No, the thing is, I mean, in LA, I didn't mean to say no like that. It's the opposite, actually. In LA, all of my friends, pretty much, let's say 95% of my friends are French, which is very strange because anywhere else I lived in the world, I was kind of staying away from French people because that was the reason why I moved. But here, it's very different. The French community is in like very, very tight, and we all love each other, and we all go out, and we all have these dinners and events and parties and things, and we're like brothers and sisters almost. And the thing is that we're very supportive of each other, even though we're all from very different industries. Usually I don't really have a lot of actor friends, for instance. I have a tendency to stay away from actors because I find that a lot of them are depressed and I don't want
boy, the ups and downs of this business is petrifying. But yes, but you think these people are also creative? They left France for the reason?
People who left France to come here are obviously people that are more open-minded than the people who stay in France, you know? So I think we have a lot in common and we can relate to all the cultural differences that we encounter. And that's actually what my show is about. I'm doing a show on YouTube. Is this the time to talk about it?
That's it. Yes, this girl can just steal my idea and I will let her to run with this idea.
Do you want me to host this?
Yes, and I will be. I just love people who are good what they are doing and feel so comfortable next to the microphone, have something to say. And I'm much older than you. You are barely 30th and you lived so many lives. And so
that's
much is in front of you, ahead of you. I'm so proud of you. Really
you.
Happy to know you.
That means a lot.
Then tell me about your show.
So first of all, I'm very excited. I should say this. I booked my first national commercial yesterday. So I'm very excited about that. It's for Weight Watchers and it's going to start airing in about 2 weeks. So please keep an eye for me on TV. I love this brand. I'm very happy that I represent it. Anyways.
This is like hot. You just say I booked. This is something really special.
I'm very happy about it.
You will be all over TV and people will be knowing your face.
National.
I don't want to ask you what you are doing there because we'll see it.
Yes.
Are you talking or you are just there?
No, nobody talks. It's all voiceover.
Voiceovers.
But I mean, you can see us, you know, doing a bunch of actions and promoting Weight Watchers.
When this starts?
Great. In about 2 weeks, it'll start airing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Then
So, yeah, I'm also doing, I'm trying to always create my own opportunities. I've done a few short films as a director. And then now I've started a new sketch comedy show. It's a web series that's on YouTube. And I just finished the 5-week YouTube workshop, which was very interesting. I learned a lot. So we have our channel. It's called The French Touch. And it's basically about two French girls who are actresses and who live in LA and all of our adventures. And my partner in this thing is called Céline Durand. So we're Cel and Mel. And she's a celebrity in France. She's done a lot of TV shows and reality and things like that, and a lot of commercials as well, ads and, you know, for diamond companies.
She's
and things
a beautiful
like that.
Girl.
She's incredibly beautiful.
Everybody goes to their website again, to Accent on Facebook. Both of amazing looking girls
are there. And she's the kind of girl, you know, people stop in the street to look at her.
Wow.
Like that pretty. Yeah. And it's very funny. It's a little concept that we just started recently, and she has a lot of followers, and so do I in Turkey. So, you know, we have a few thousand views every episode, so I'm very happy about that and excited. And I also have another YouTube channel with another group created by Fernanda Tapia, and that's it's called Stiletto. I like this title. And it's about five girls from all over the world, and again, it's sketch comedy, very funny stuff. So yeah, go to YouTube and subscribe to both channels.
Are you producing them?
Disappointed.
You are the one who produces?
The French Touch, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of shooting, editing, acting, directing. I'm doing the whole thing with Celine. And the other one, it's more Fernanda, and I'm part of it too.
It's all you both girls are doing? Really, you are editing, you are doing creative? Don't know. It's
no
great.
Budget.
Just lovely creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
And
but we're getting noticed at the moment. We had a few phone calls from Netflix France and things like that. So, you know, I'm crossing my fingers. We'll see what happens.
Okay. I just want to know a little bit. When you wake up, what is your routine? You are beautiful, like the makeup, what you are eating, are you dieting? Yes, obviously, you went through so many different countries and many different cultures. You ate so much. So many different from the many kitchens, yes?
Yeah.
You probably have something that you can tell us.
Well, I actually really like French food. I mean, I'm half Turkish as well, and I do like Turkish food, but I feel like French food is very... Oh, my God. Even talking about it makes me hungry right now. And there's a lot of very nice French restaurants in L.A. But it's very special. It's very elaborate. The way they present things on a plate is very interesting.
The portions are pretty small.
That's what they say.
Are you satisfied when you eat?
You are, because it's small, but it's filling. And it's not you never feel like, oh, my God, I overdid it. I'm stuffed, you know. And that's what I like about it. It's very fine and very... when you go to a little bistro in Paris, because bistro in French actually means like a little, you know,
small, tiny places,
small cafe, nothing fancy, you know. Even when you go to places like that in France, the chef that's working there will always like come up with different things and like try and mix and match and come up with a plat du jour, which is, you know, a day dish.
Soup of the jour.
Yeah. And I think it's very interesting.
Are you cooking?
No, I'm just enjoying.
Then you really, every night you are going out of on town and just pick.
No, I mean, I'm cooking, but nothing very fancy because I'm not that patient.
Okay, when it comes to, I have my own routine, beauty routine.
Oh.
It's very simple. I just love Nivea. That's cream of my choice.
Okay.
Soup de jour, cream of, you know. They're really, really all my life. That's only one cream that I'm using.
And it seems to be working.
I swear by that. I think it has a lot of water, has something that keeps really your face moisturizing. And I love lipstick.
Yeah.
That's second thing that I need to have on my lips.
Right.
I can go out of town.
You
say out on the town? How you call this?
Out in the city?
On the city, yeah. Whatever. With no eye makeup is okay for me, but lipstick is a must have. High heels, must have.
Well.
And okay hair. And hair need to be done too. Dresses, I could be a little cheap. I could go to cheap stores and just find something not expensive, and I feel good in anything.
That is funny because, you know, ever since I moved here, I actually go to some store that I'm not going to name here. But I have right now in my closet, I think I have over 100 dresses because I go out so much and I don't like to wear the same thing very often.
Yeah.
And they're all very, very cheap stuff. But I think if you accessorize it well and if you wear it well... You can wear something really cheap and look amazing.
I know, and you don't feel guilty. It's
exactly.
Just another thing.
And you have like new things constantly versus if you go to a really expensive store, you buy something and then you have to kind of stop buying things for a while. You know what I mean?
Then, you know, when it comes to your beauty treatments and morning, are you using a lot of things in your bathroom? You see perfumes and creams and powders.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I have to, you know. I think, wow, I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio, but I think I'm not really beautiful. I think, no. I mean, I think.
Everybody goes to the picture on Accent on Facebook.
Oh,
people,
God.
What the girl is saying? She's gorgeous.
No, I think it's more a matter of, you know, sex appeal, I would say, and the way you carry yourself and all the work that I do on myself and stuff. You know, I think that's what it is. It's this sexiness maybe that I have. Versus, you know, just being beautiful.
You're very ladylike. I love it, you know.
I'm very feminine, that's for sure.
Lots of European ladies have this about them. We like dresses.
Yeah.
We like just being feminine.
Exactly. I mean, in France, women don't really do that. Like, for instance, you're not going to see French girls my age have, you know, their hair all done and things like that. It's usually more of a natural look. So
that's beautiful.
You know, yeah. It's beautiful if you're beautiful. You know, if you can pull that off. I don't think I could just go out in jeans and no makeup and a t-shirt and look as good as they do, I guess. So I have to work on myself a little. But, you know, I'm happy.
We know a little bit about your private life, a little bit. I know you're single, which is good for you. Mm-hmm. I think you have so many years in front of you to take care of your career and dreams first.
Yeah, career first.
Yeah. You need to do that. We know your website. Could you repeat again?
Yes.
I cannot believe it's already 6:47.
Wow.
We have 2 minutes before show.
Okay.
It's over, but I know you'll be back.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. So my website is www.melissapapel.com.
Please, people, and just the webisodes are very, very funny and very, very cute and sweet. Then thank you for today.
Thank you.
Charming guest.
Thank you so much, love Laura.
You are my friend right now, for sure. And I will just probably play something for a little bit, and then I will say bye-bye.
Good night.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.